Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning. So what are we actually going to start off with first? What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I guess we'll talk about this poster first, and then I'd like to continue with the screening that's happening this Sunday.
Okay, shall we? Let me just get that in the right place.
Thank you.
So what's the poster about?
The poster says, am I pronouncing correctly?
Me Aroha King Maui Dolphins. I started reading it like it was one sentence. Dolphins Gathering. Maui Dolphins Gathering.
Oh, okay.
Me Aroha King Maui Dolphin Gathering.
Uh-huh. Boy, they made that one good for me to pronounce. Thank you.
We seem to be using both languages in the one sentence, I think.
Okay.
So, but Aroha is love. I'm sure you know that.
Uh-huh.
And
Yeah, because it was supposed to be Aroha Maui Dolphin Gathering, but they added some things to it.
Oh, it's probably now grammatically correct for Maori.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not the expert on that, so that's a bit of a guess.
Yeah,
so anyway, what's the event about?
The event is to raise awareness about the Maui dolphin, also known as the popoto, and to have some fun with some games, prizes, food, live music, and working with me on an installation, an art installation,
yeah.
A large-scale art installation project to raise further awareness about the Maui dolphin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when and where is all this happening?
It's going to happen at Union Hall, which is where they've been having the growers market on the rainy days, on the rainy Fridays.
So that's the church hall between the church on the corner of Stewart Street and...
the old school. Well, yeah. And the primary preschool.
Yeah, the kindies there as well, yeah. So, yeah, beside the grass. Everyone, we know where that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great little spot.
Yeah. So, so we got from 10 till 3, Saturday, the 25th of March.
Yep.
Games, prizes,
mark your calendars.
Food, live music, and we know that there's not a full Maui Dolphin Day happening this year. So this is something that you've put together for the same sort of purpose.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah,
yeah. Whangaroo Environment Center's been helping me out a little bit with this. One of the board members, and so we're gonna have a fun day. Even though we don't have the real Maui Dolphin Day with the extreme raft race, we're still gonna do some great things.
Yeah, and I do have an email from the WEC committee, the committee that runs the Whangaroo Environment Centre. I haven't even read it yet, just talking about the reasons why. I might have to get into that later.
Okay.
Why they haven't done the full one this year.
Uh-huh.
But this is the focus now, is the event that you've got happening Saturday, 25th of March. And who should come along, Peggy?
I'm sorry?
Who should come along to this event?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody, all ages are welcome. So this is basically... An evolved aspect of my Origami Whales project.
Yep.
We've already started at Raglan Area School, at the public library here, folding Origami Maui dolphins that are going to be a part of this large-scale installation. And so you can just pop into the library, and there's a box there with instructions on how to fold Origami Maui dolphins.
Oh, okay, right.
And paper that we're reusing, upcycling, and... so pop in any time and fold those and contribute to this effort. The goal is 1,000 Origami Maui dolphins, and that's part of the traditional Japanese legend of folding 1,000 cranes. Yeah, we've got to save these dolphins.
Okay, so so we've got a Japanese legend, and we've got your Origami Whale project, which is something this has happened a while ago. I probably started
in 2004, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, so I've probably talked about this with you in the past, but
possibly.
I can't quite remember.
Yeah, well, I started
detail.
In 2004. I worked with the Santa Barbara Whale Festival to raise awareness about commercial whaling.
Yeah.
And the traditional number is 1,000, the legend of 1,000, folding 1,000 origami cranes. But I said, well, this is about saving whales. Let's do this for whales. And then after a little bit of research, found out that the whaling nations, Japan and Norway at that time, were going to kill 1,400 whales. In 2004. So we said, let's do 1,400 then.
Right, let's get folding.
So, yeah, with the festival, we got about half of that, and then I visited schools and got the kids involved. And I really love this project because it invites everybody of all ages, anybody who can fold a simple whale or a simple Origami Maui dolphin.
Right, and who's...
participate and be a part of it.
Has someone designed... who's designed... did you design... Are you an origami expert? Did you design the dolphin?
No. I just looked it up online.
Oh, okay,
well,
right.
I kind of modified it to be a dolphin from a simple whale.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I could even modify it. There would be dangerous if I started messing with it.
It's easy. I can show you.
Okay. So, all right. So that's happening Saturday, the 25th of March.
Please join us. Mark your calendars. March 25th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Union Hall.
There's also something happening.
Oh, Paul Murray's going to be with us too.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Announcement, Mr. Announcements.
Yeah, Mr. Announcements is going to be with us on that day.
So
come on down.
The thing that's happening this weekend, let's talk about that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a movie on.
Yes.
It's called, because your head is in the way of the poster and I can't quite see. So eating, oh, there we go. Eating our way.
Your mind's memorized.
Yeah. Eating Our Way to Extinction. So just tell us a little bit about the film and why you're putting it on and what else, because there's other things happening around it as well.
Yeah. I was trying to have actually three environmental film series, but we got milked 2 weeks ago, the 26th of February, and had a great turnout. It was wonderful. The theater was pretty much full. And then it's going to be pretty much the same type, the same sort of format of this event, which will be coming in entry by donation, and WEC is helping to in support of this, Fangirl Environment Center.
Yeah,
and we are having dairy-free cheese sampling, along with dairy-free aioli and mayonnaise made by our local Raglan Food Company.
Okay,
on our local Raglan artisan bread. And just want to thank all of these sponsors for providing to make this all happen.
Yeah.
We're going to have some plant-based treats as well.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh, free raffle with some great prizes.
Okay, so you've got some prizes together from the sponsors and
someone.
Do you remember who won it last time?
One person, Linda, won the Willow Cake Bar gift certificate voucher of $30 worth of goodies at Willow Cake Bar in Hamilton.
Okay.
And it's all plant-based, gluten, and then they have gluten-free options and this and that. And they're just beautiful cakes. So she's going to stock up.
Yeah.
And then, this one couple, they each won. There are three jars of coconut yogurt from our Raglan Food Company, and one couple, they each won one, so they walked two jars.
Oh, people will be like, that's a setup, surely.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great event. And then we had a Q&A last time with Amy Taylor, who was the filmmaker of Milked, which is such an important documentary, and I urge everybody who didn't get to see it at our screening to watch it. You can go, milked.org, I believe.
And have you got something happening like that? You probably haven't got the filmmakers of this film because I think it's made out of the country. But
yeah, the film was made in the UK and it was narrated by Kate Winslet.
Okay.
And they interviewed a lot of very well-known people. And I'm going to be hosting the discussion along with Sarah Oliver.
Okay, so there will be a discussion after the
film. Yes, there will be a post-screening discussion because when we watch films like this that are just like, pretty radical, what's happening to the planet, we want to talk about it and talk about solutions, and there's solutions presented in this film. The cinematography is so good. It's actually free online, not to scare anybody away, like, oh, I could just stay home and watch it. But you could come to this event, watch it on the big screen with the really well-done film work.
Yeah,
and
a nice sound
have
system.
The sampling, you have all these treats, and the raffle. And then, after the whole film, whoever wants to join us, we're going to go over to Piachi for pizza.
Where's Piachi?
It's over in that little nook behind Indy's. So if you go into Indy's Coffee and there's that area that's covered up, then you just walk a little further left towards the little garden patch, and there's actually a wonderful little caravan with a wood-fired pizza oven in there. Rocco
that's
and
sneaky.
Kate make some excellent pizzas.
You talked about this last time. I didn't ask where Piachi was, and I didn't, I was unaware.
It's a little hidden spot, and it's really become quite popular.
Yeah, and will be
check
more popular. So the date and time again. Give us the date and time for the film.
It'll be this Sunday, the 12th of March.
Yeah.
Doors open at 4:30. Come early and get those goodies, and then the screening starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay, folks, we've been talking to Peggy Oakey, so there's that, and the what do we call it? It's a Maui Dolphin Gathering happening.
Yeah, aroha. You can read it over again.
Me aroha ki ngā Maui Dolphins Gathering. That's what I'm reading. There's two lines, but Maui on one. Yeah. I got a little confused because it broke into English at the end.
I think we're going to have to go with acronyms. So M-E-K. Mech.
I think we'll work this out off the air, Peggy. So that's Saturday, 25th of March, 10 to 3 at the Old School. And games, prizes, food, live music. Do you need musicians? You still looking for musicians, or you're sorted?
Still looking for musicians.
Okay, any local musicians who want to help out?
Yeah, just reach out to me, please. And I
Come earlier, you could have met Sandri. She was performing live here right now. She'll be at the live and local event Friday at the Old School. So
yeah, a lot of musicians and DJs and such are going to be up at the Earthbeat.
Oh, the Earthbeat Festival
that same weekend.
Yes, so the Raglan has such a strong tie to that festival. So,
yeah, and so that's why we're seeking musicians who might be available. And I do have Brendan Rickard, who's the music instructor at Raglan Area School. He's going to have some of his students come and play. And I heard them play, and it was like, yeah, this is going to be so good.
Awesome.
Just very community-oriented event.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's always the tradition with the Maui Dolphin Day.
Yeah.
All right, Peggy, have we got everything across we need to?
Is that
the full story?
Yeah, I hope to see a lot of people at the screening. Like I said, we had pretty much a full theater, and everyone stayed for the discussion, which was fantastic.
Yep.
Post-screening discussion, and yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All right, thanks for coming in, Peggy.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Aaron.